Okay, so why don't we get started? I have an agenda of some things that I want to cover, but what I want to do is kind of get a checkup from the both of you, and just take stock of where things are going, and if you have any concerns or any successes that you want to share with me right now. So, you want to start, Lisa?
Sure. Well, this is, we're kind of looking at the end of the year coming up on us pretty quick. So we're trying to figure out our strategy. And you can see Peyton's got a new background. So he moved in the last since the last time we've talked. And so that's been a lot on his plate. So, as far as just moving forward with Supernova, we've tackled trying to figure out how to do some of the housekeeping of it, getting the folders to our clients. That was something, unless, Johnny, he's a sit down with them in person kind of guy. So he's been doing a lot of that. And then we've into the second month of some of the clients, that we added in October. So November, he's had those calls. So that wasn't a personal visit, but and then we added some in November. So he's been out and about doing that. Peyton's been working with management on how to, because he was moving from home office to Greenville, not being in the office every day, we had to figure out if, we have to go through the steps of getting management to approve what gets mailed out. So that kind of held us up on Peyton's clients a little bit, and he'll share that with you too. But those kind of things have probably slowed us down a bit, but I think overall it's best that we don't try to dump it out there and then not do a good job with it. So that was one of our biggest things, especially since we're trying to figure out how we're going to move to the Greenville office in the next month and a half and get set up camp there. They're not a lot. We won't be going actually, physically into that office. Johnny and I won't, but we'll be moving all of our clients' account number thing January 1. So got a lot of moving parts, but I'm very hopeful. Johnny has pretty much embraced the things we've done so far. He hadn't looked back. I was telling JR yesterday, the biggest thing for 2020 in my eyes is that he allowed us to segment, and he allowed Peyton to do that. Hadn't really looked back, I don't think. Do you, Peyton? I mean, he really hasn't angst over it like I thought he would have. So, I think we're excited about it. I'm a little nervous too because we just have a lot to accomplish, and I'm not good. I'm good, but I'm not that good, I don't know how we're going to get it all done, but we're working at it.
Take it in steps, okay? This isn't a horse race, this is a journey.
Yeah,
So,
that's right.
keep that in mind. Well, Peyton, let's hear from you. How are things going? Can you hear me, Peyton?
Somewhat. I'm only going in. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me now?
Sure. Why don't you give me a little update on what's going on?
Yeah, so I'm in the office Tuesdays and Thursdays, which is good, but also, not to make an excuse, hard to get in a rhythm of going, in the office and then picking up all my Supernova stuff and taking it back home and the next day taking it back to the office and then back here. So that's annoying, but I'm getting used to it. It is what it is. I actually just got approved to send out the folders yesterday. So that just happened. We've been working on that for like at least a couple of weeks. So that's good to go. We still have some stuff to figure out on as far as like the process of they won't let me FedEx things personally. It's just some rule. we're still working out on who can print those out for me because they have to be scanned into the accounts and all that. And right. Lisa and Johnny have been able, Johnny's been able to actually take the folders directly to the people. So they've kind of gotten around that issue. I don't or can't do that. So I'm having to go through some other hoops, but you know, in the meantime, I've been strategically planning everything out to where whenever we can do this, I can execute clearly, effectively, with hopefully no missteps.
Well, look, let me tell you, first of all, tell you how proud I am of you all and your entire team. Look, you're in the midst of a move. We're going through a pandemic, and you're embracing new concepts and strategies on how you conduct your business. And that's a lot, you know, to be doing in a relatively short period of time. So just keep in mind, this is a journey. Now, that doesn't mean ignore it. That just means take it step by step and keep making, you know, little steps and progress toward the goals. What I'd like to do today is, you know, kind of go through some of the, and the other thing that you're trying to do is you're trying to finish up a year and plan for a new one coming up. There's like no off season in our business, right? So, you know, we're trying to, you know, hit breakpoints, make recognition clubs, you know, year-end tax planning, all kinds of things are factored in the mix. So hopefully as you get more and more organized around Supernova, a lot of these things will be very, very helpful and less chaotic for you. One of the things I want to do is I want to go back to chapter 11 and talk about acquisition for a minute. And that we had some failure points for acquisition. You know, failure to segment was one. Failure to set up and follow through with monthly client contact for every client. Failure to ask for personal introductions. And I would emphasize, a lot of times it's the words you say. You know, you don't say, hey, how about a referral? I mean, it's like, you know, you want to be personally introduced. You don't want a business card. You don't want, hey, here's a phone number, go call this person. You want to be personally introduced. The other is failure to develop your centers of influence. And so Peyton Ford, you've got to identify your six and you've got to get a folder for them, make sure that they get contacted once a month, just as if you are circulating with your clients. I don't know where you are in terms of creating a mastermind group at this point. That, you know, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make a note. You know, stay with the centers of influence because between the two of you, 12 centers of influence, if they were giving you one personal introduction per month, that's 72 a year. If you really nail that down, you know, and I would think that your close ratio has got to be somewhere around 90% on a personal introduction. You're going to get close to doubling your production in a year if you follow that methodology. Okay. Now, the note I'm going to make is to make sure that I send you a, I'm going to send you a PDF on how to form a mastermind group. And moving into a new area, that might be an ideal thing to do. So it's a four-person mastermind group. You get the first one, and then the two of you decide who the third one is going to be, and then the three of you get together, and you decide who the fourth one is going to be. Now, I've seen these get as large as 24 people, you know, that are all working together, feeding each other relationships. So there's some people that work exclusively on the mastermind group. There's some that work exclusively on the VIPSA model. And then there's some that work two or three of the acquisition strategies. And so the other failure point, number six, is failure to really schedule time for prospecting. That's why we spent so much time right-sizing the book, you know, so that we could free up time to talk to prospects and have prospect calls. And then the seventh item is, you know, you got to be enthusiastic about articulating the service model, okay? You know, the 12-4-2, 1 hour response to problems, 24-hour resolution, financial planning, and intergenerational planning. That becomes your service model, and you have to own that. Okay. Also, in and let me make the note on the mastermind group PDF to paid group. Okay. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about is this giving board, which is getting together once a week as a team and taking stock of where are we? You know, how did we do in VIPSA? How did we do in 90-day trials, COIs, mastermind groups? How do we do in client plans? So now what you're doing, it's like your stopwatch. It's your key performance indicator for where your business is going to grow in the future. So you are now keeping track. And so you're reporting on your progress to each other. I don't know if Friday's your day or if Monday's your day, but just logging in your progress, not that it's going to be complete right now, but you're getting used to the idea of keeping track, because these are the things that are going to lead to consistent performance. Okay. And also in that same section, we're also looking at how we're doing with our delegated responsibilities, planning, plan implementation, the brand management, marketing, and leadership. So you're keeping score now, and each person talks about their specific role and how we're doing in these particular areas. So as we get into the goal setting, you know, we're looking at next year. If your goal is to get to add incrementally another $300,000 in production, what's that going to take? Is that going to take 30 clients that have $1 million at a 1% velocity rate? That'll certainly get you there. So how are we doing that? How are we going to go forward with the pipeline based on the goal? Have you set a goal for yourself for next year? Have your team talked about it?
I don't think we've more talked about what is coming up. Like we had a really large client. I think we told you last time that it's 6 to 7 million that we've been bringing in since September. Wow. And so that's been a good one. And then we have the guy that Johnny's actually meeting today is selling his business. And we hope, what was that for? 3 million, Payton, maybe in December. And then we have probably one or two more that we know are going to be a couple of 2 to 3 million. So we kind of thought about those in the next 3 months. But we have not planned for 2021, you know, as a strategic laying it out beyond that. But Johnny always said, because I was telling him, you know, I like to monthly see what monies came in, went in, and what went out. Right. And we talk about it. And, but he said you can't ever sit back on your laurels and be excited about it because something will, you know, we've had some to ACAT out as well due to the segmenting and other reasons. Sure. So we're not being lethargic about it at all, I don't think. But I told Peyton before our call, and he's in charge of this game board or giving board, and we're going to plan to move our office out of the Columbia office in December. And we're going to, and I spoke to JR yesterday about it, to be able to go up there, even though they're limiting, you know, staff going in the office.
Right.
That I would like to think we could have two times that we could go up there and have I'll call them a powwow with Peyton okay. and Johnny and I. And that way we'll have more of a, and we do talk twice a day, usually okay. in the morning and the afternoon, but a lot of times, you know, to keep Johnny focused on what we're talking about is a challenge, but we do best when we are all in the same room. So, okay. We're gonna plan to do that and, hopefully have our strategic planning for 2021. I think, you know, we're all excited about, you know, we had thought we'd be up there physically, you know, in January, but we're not. Right. Sure. But that doesn't mean Johnny doesn't care. He will drive to Timbuktu. So if somebody calls or if Peyton says, hey, I got a client that or a prospect, let's go meet him in Greenville. That's not going to be a big deal at all. So okay. We're all excited about it. I think I know Peyton has got a lot going on in 2021. Professionally and personally, I'll speak for you, Peyton, but he's getting married in May and
don't do it.
And he comes off the training program. When is it? June?
In June.
So, mm-hmm. So it's a lot of moving parts. So we're just
wow,
trying
you to- got a lot going on. I mean, I gave you the laundry list of what I thought you were going through. Now to throw in a minute. Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. They're all good things.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
That's very, very worthwhile. And
yeah, Peyton's actually, because he got to move up there in October, he's gotten to go in the office. He's learning the people that are going into the office. The branch manager there, we've had two Zoom calls with him, and he seems pretty cool and laid back. And I think they're excited about our team moving in. So, okay. You know, we've just looking forward to getting it all together and
perfect
figuring it out.
I feel like we could have been twice as far as where we are now if we were all together the whole time.
Yeah, I understand.
I wish we could have done that because I feel like we're already pretty far.
Yeah,
even with everything.
Sure.
I just couldn't imagine how far we could have gone if we were working together.
Well, that and, you know, what if we didn't have a pandemic going on? I mean, you know, life gets in the way sometimes. So it seems like your team really does a wonderful job communicating. So team communication and business planning. Have you all seen the business planning and strategy template that I've put together? So I'm going to make a note that I will send that to you. And this is designed for you all to, when you can take a breath, just get away and kind of go through the planning template. Okay. So I'm going to send that to you.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that I will do is I put together, I don't think I've shared this with you, but I put together kind of this calculator that can forecast your future growth and allow you to do what if scenarios. I'd like to spend a session going through that with you.
Okay.
And you don't have to go through the laborious process of trying to say, well, I don't think I like that goal. Let me erase that. This will allow you to do what if scenarios. Okay. It'll calculate compensation based on payouts. It will look at the assets needed in order to get to your desired production level. It'll calculate revenue per household. So it will do all of that for you. And roughly, it takes about maybe 8 minutes to go through it, as opposed to spending a half a day going through it. So those would be, so the business planning document, it's a template. You can use it. You can translate it for your own benefit, but at least that'll give you a guidepost to use. And I know your firm is very, very big on the standard of care. So you can incorporate all of that within the business plan. Okay. Now, number 11 also had sample agendas for your weekly scoreboard meetings, where you're reviewing the previous week, you're planning for the new week, just like I'm doing with you, where each person kind of reports in on what's going on and what they're doing. How are your agendas come along? Do you have a monthly agenda, a monthly focus? Have you started that process?
For our client, for the meeting?
Monthly agenda meaning, is there an educational topic? Like one month might be long-term care, this month might be tax minimization strategies. Do you have something that is a focus for the team?
I think we kind of adopted what y'all had for us. And so this month is R&D kind of and tax harvesting right?
Yeah.
And Peyton's in charge of monitoring all our RMDs just because he's good at it. And I am trying to wrestle all that paperwork for the client that had all the money to bring over. She's 87 years old and Johnny's new BFF right now because he's gone over there. And she lives about 5 miles from us, maybe 10. Okay. And she's, I think her children have decided that somebody other than them needs to figure out how to manage all of her assets. And so I think I've told y'all this, but it's a cool COI type referral story. One of our best advocates is our CPA, who's also a client, and he refers a lot of clients for us and we to him. Okay. And he recommended our group to help this lady. And so we've been bringing it over her assets over the last probably 6 weeks and working through those kind of things. We actually, Johnny presented she needed to purchase some part of a lake house from some other family. And so we did a LAL, or a loan through our Morgan Stanley. So that makes our company happy because we're doing, you know, the banking and the the wealth management. So anyway, that's been a good lesson for me to see that the center of influence kind of thing is going to really pay off, I think. And as we get up in Greenville, I know Johnny and Peyton have already talked about making sure we had a list of CPAs and attorney type groups that we want to hit on, when we get up there, because we need to build that as well.
Okay, good. Okay, and so sample agendas, we've covered that. So, and when you're doing your daily stand-up meetings, you're just keeping track. Everybody's reporting in. This is what we're doing. This is what I'm doing. This is how it's going. Any administrative issues will be discussed. And the leader should end the meeting by recognizing a member of the team, saying something like, hey, great job. You're doing well. Keep it up. So that's really what that's all about. And then when we get to the last state of things is really thinking about what are the failure points. So far, I don't see any with this group. You are doing such a wonderful job. But just keep in mind that once you implement these processes, they have to continue, okay? So segmentation will be ongoing. So failure points, I like to talk about them in terms of impediments to success. You know, not following the 80-20 rule, not reducing the client list so that you can't talk to everybody about Supernova. That's on the segmentation side. You know, poor execution of your minimum and your max. You know, if your minimum is going to be a million, then you can't be doing 250. That's a butler. Mm-hmm. Four butlers equal one client. So you got to be careful with that. Did you want to say something about that, Peyton?
Well, I just thought about this. You know, we onboarded, and this is Sarah Perro, Lisa, you know, 6, 7, 8 million. With just her, does that mean we need to take out $6 or $7, $8 million of people that, you know, like the lower part, obviously?
Well, what that means is...
Sorry, my office phone's going off.
Yeah. What that really means is that you want to maintain no more than 100 relationships. So if that's taking you to 105, then you need to look at that lower end of the book and identify five people that can no longer receive the Supernova service, because, you know, you get to a point where you'll be overwhelmed. You don't have enough time. I mean, four per day is 20 a week is 80 per month. That's just clients.
Wow.
And so you take on more, there's no time to follow up with COIs, build your mastermind group, and go after bigger fish.
So if this person just took us from 100 to 101, it's just one person.
Yeah, you don't have to fiddle around with that. But when it starts to be in a position where you can't stick with your service model, mm-hmm. then, you know, you need to be thinking about what you can reduce. And pick a number. I would say, you know, start thinking about, like, if that number got to be more than 10, because 10 people will clearly take away from your ability to prospect and go out and meet your COIs, okay? Planning. Failure to batch process out your client meetings and not implementing the ideas that come from the plan. That's a failure point. Organization. Not turning over the schedule to Lisa. I don't think Lisa's going to let go of the schedule anyway.
I'm pretty annoying with the hardest thing for me to make sure Johnny stays on his schedule.
On his schedule, right. Okay. And
Peyton can vouch for that.
Okay. I believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Definitely.
And stay on the 12-4-2. And make sure that that is scheduled on your scheduled days. Acquisition, not having time to really grow the upper end of the practice. You know, there's this inflection point where, you know, your client growth has got to a point where now it's taken away from your ability to develop more affluent people. And that means raising your targets, stair step to the stars. Yeah. So you want to think about that. And not keeping track, not having a game board. So now where we're at is building the business plan going forward, because you don't have an off season. So I'm going to send you the template and have you sometime between the end of the year, between now and the end of the year, you know, it's about building your business plan. Okay.
Well, I have a question. So, and I know Peyton has gone through this because Morgan Stanley, don't they normally want to, they mentioned it yesterday in that meeting, Peyton, about the business plan. Is that the same kind of business plan that they y'all have gone through with that process with the manager before? You know, Payton?
Morgan Stanley may have their own template. You can look at the one I have. You can use theirs. See if they meet your needs of what you're going to do. Mine is more driven towards Supernova.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good with yours. I just didn't know if we had to do one for Morgan Stanley anyway.
We definitely do. I would assume that the Supernova one is more applicable to us.
Yeah.
Either way, we have to do Morgan Stanley's.
Okay. Right. You can put the data
right or not, but
you can put the data, transfer the data into the Morgan Stanley plan. You know, once you have all that. Okay. Any questions about anything that we have covered? Now, what I'd like to do, you know, going forward, two things is go through the business plan with you, and I'd like to go through the calculator with you. Those would be the two things that I would like to cover, and I want to get the mastermind group PDF to you, forecasting tool.
And Curtis, I thought about this too, maybe a couple of days ago. You know, we're doing Supernova obviously with our book, but we're also, I don't know what the word is, we're taking over somebody else's book as well in the coming years.
Yep.
We plan on meeting, Johnny and I plan on meeting with that advisor sometime next month, and we're wondering if we should somehow teach him the Supernova and like ease him into our process, or
I would do
maybe
that
too soon, or
I would ease him into the process so that it becomes very, very seamless folder system. I mean, you don't want to, I mean, if you're going to bill yourself out as the team that has the concierge practice, which is a very strong selling point for you all, and then you don't deliver it to him, some of those clients aren't going to stay. Because keep in mind, it's always money in motion. You know, other financial advisors are talking to his clients. And if he were to extricate himself from the business, they may go in another direction, but when they see that he is upgrading them to a concierge practice and it's going to benefit you all, and now you got a whole nother group of folks that are adding newer relationships and are all simpatico with the way you do business. So I would begin to introduce him to it.
My worry was that, you know, we're already, realistically, me and Johnny are both over 100 clients each right now. And then, you know, he's got another 400 because he hasn't segmented.
Right.
And then once we do take over that book, you know, everything just blows up.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, how soon is he going to make the transition?
A couple of years. So we have some time.
Okay. So the way I would do it with him is getting the guidebook. If he's fairly senior, once a week might be tough. You might do something every 2 weeks where there's a meeting to begin to introduce him to the Supernova concepts. Okay? And say, look, you know, here's the guidebook. Let me cover the first chapter with you, which is on segmentation. And just take him right through it. Or he can elect to go through Supernova himself, and then I'll coach him. So however you want to do it.
Yeah,
I just don't see any other way of...
Mm-mm.
Well, go ahead. Like, I don't see any other way of us taking over his business and sticking with the Supernova other than hiring somebody else to take on another 100 clients.
Right. You might think about a junior partner. Because I think for you, Payton Ford, is you now have you know, you're growing, you're getting good at this. So you're really, you know, you're an associate partner on this team now. And now what you'd be bringing on perhaps is a junior partner on the team to handle some relationships. But you don't want to denigrate your brand by your brand is a function of your minimum and your maximum, which you're willing to accept as a client, because the 80-20 rule still exists. I mean, you know, he can have 400 clients, but, you know, 20% of them are giving him 80% of the business. Mm-hmm. So that's, he's still got 80, 85 people that are giving him the lion's share of his business. You need to help him identify that.
Yeah, I think JR and I were talking yesterday about some other things, but and he said that, you know, we really need to prepare because he's going to talk to this FA more and find out, because he said 2 years, but if he decides that he's liking this COVID staying at home kind of work and he's ready to retire a little bit early. I mean, if he said, okay, at the end of 2021, I mean, we're in a perfect storm to try to get our book of business in a good order. But if right. we need to think about that, that's a little bit frightening and daunting to me to know how we're going to make sure we're doing a good job. I mean, we wanted, not only did we want a good report card, we want to do it good anyway, but
yeah.
I see it being a challenge to learn his clients, figure out where we're going with ours. So that's a good question, Peyton. We hadn't really talked about it in regards
to. That's an excellent question. Because look, I will tell you, if all of a sudden 400 clients are knocking on your door, you know, something's going to give. You can no longer deliver the service. There's going to be people who will be frustrated. And look, the other thing I think that you think about, there's a lot of permutations this team can take. You can decide that, you know, from a minimum, maximum, you know, you onboard 80 relationships, and then you know, and if those, and you onboard the 80 that are greater than what you may have, which mm-hmm. means you have to reduce your own book. So that's one. And then the others, if you want to just keep the business at 85 relationships, 85 of the best relationships, you can do that. The other is you bring on another partner. Now, you know, I'll just tell you this. I mean, you know, this may not be something that you want to do, Lisa, but, you know, you're probably capable of being a financial advisor yourself. I see those capabilities in you. Mm-hmm. And then that means you've got to train and develop another CA, you know, to take on your responsibilities if you take on the responsibilities of being a financial advisor. Or we begin to incorporate this person onto the team and we get him to do all that stuff before he leaves, so that all of those folks have been supernovaed and you take on another junior partner. So there's a lot of permutations you can take. So what do you think about that, Lisa? Lisa, you don't want any parts of being a financial advisor?
Well, it's a little ironic. That was kind of the original game plan, or Johnny's game plan, when I retired. And I have had a stumbling block on the Series 66. I took the 7, passed it, and then I took the 666, which is the, you know, the state ones or whatever.
Oh, and the multiple choice blue sky thing.
Yeah, and apparently my old brain didn't want to let me. I got all over it, but I did not pass it. So I I took it, let's see, last August was the last time I took it, and I made a 72 and I needed a 73. And then I had to wait 6 months. Well, then 6 months was February, and then March was COVID. And then our CSA that was working with us left the day we came home in March. So I became the Payden Group CSA. And honestly, I still think this is probably my better fit.
I'm not pushing anything on you.
No, I know.
I'm just saying that I see that in you.
Well, thank you. But I kind of think I'm a hybrid of some sort. I don't think I can do all of Supernova and all the CSA work for this team and do it well. Payden knows because he was the CSA before he passed his test and got into the FA program. Right. So if we can just get to Greenville, get rid of the virus and get some people in there to help us do, I think that we're definitely going to have some type of junior partner or something, because it was exciting that this FA wanted to, what do you call it, Payden, pass his book on to us but we don't want it to go dwindle away because we didn't do it right, you know?
Right. And you don't want him, have people flying out the other door, during your transition either. So
it's best
to get him up to speed.
Yeah. And honestly, at this point, I feel like maintaining and getting our own book in order is first and foremost,
right?
Especially over growing.
Yeah.
Trying for us to grow at the same time and taking on his, I don't see how we could do all three.
Mm-hmm. Now that would overwhelm you. So give it some more thought. I'm available either during these calls or offline to discuss it some more when you need me to. And we'll look at the possibilities of the scenarios. And I think that's really it for today. Again, I just want to say that you all are doing extremely well. I'm very impressed with your progress so far. And keep up the great work.
Okay. Well, we like talking to y'all. It kind of helps just say things that we don't necessarily take the time to talk about in our normal powwows. So I do think when you talk about our daily huddles, even though we aren't together, but we do them, but we talk about, we have a checklist of things that we go through, but we need to add to it the where we are on our supernova type items. Payden, we can help keep us all three focused on those pieces too.
Well, I appreciate the hard work and the effort and the energy that you put into it. Keep up the great work, and I look forward to our next call. One of the things that I want you to think about doing after we get these three things done, mastermind group, business planning, forecasting, is maybe looking at the book that I wrote, the team's book, and then maybe working a little more on team dynamics, okay? And that could be a source of discussion for subsequent calls.
Right. Good. Well, y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
You do the same.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
See ya.